something they are going to do. I think it will help give you ideas. Do you have the other microphone anywhere? Yes, your idea.
Prabhu, I want to pray to Lord that in morning, please call me for Mangal Aarti so that I can concentrate on your form, on your holy name. Before going to bed, I'd like to read some books, listen some Prabhupada lectures, see some DT photos. Then the morning schedule is as follows. Get up early. Before leaving the bed, thank to Lord that He helped you to get up early and to come to His service. Close my eyes while chanting so that I don't see any disturbance and concentrate on my chanting. Maintain a right posture while chanting and give a smile so that others who are chanting in congregation can also get interest and faith that it's really helping.
Thank you. Very good. I wanted to mention one thing that I was thinking about today. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote 100 books. Did you know that? He had, I believe, 10 children, and he had a day job as a magistrate. So he was busy. So how could he write 100 books? How could you have a family with 10 children, have a full-time job, and write 100 books? Well, he did it at night. It was the only possible time he could write because there was too much going on in the day. So he'd wake up like Prabhupada did. Prabhupada would get up at midnight or 1. And Prabhupada did not write his books during the day. He couldn't do that. He only did it at night. So I think it's an important lesson for us, especially those of us who are very busy, that morning, early morning, that's our time. When we don't, if we don't get that time, generally the quality of our japa will be sufficiently reduced. That's the time. I mean, that's the time of day Krishna created, the ideal time of day. So it's something to meditate on. And I've done a little research into the world of successful people. And one of the principles of successful people, these are just materialistic people, is to not sleep later than 5 in the morning, to be up, and to be doing some kind of contemplation, meditation in the morning. And they all, and all the success trainers teach that. So it's something that could drastically benefit all of us, particularly our japa, to have that time when nothing else is going on in the world. We don't have to do anything. So it's something to meditate on. And it's interesting that that's when Prabhupada wrote. He didn't try to write in the day. The day is one thing, but that time in the morning, that is, it's a sacred time. So yes, who else would like to share? Thank you for that. Very wonderful. One of the things I wanted to share with you that Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, he said, actually you can't control your mind, you can only pray to Krishna and he'll control it for you. So you make the effort. Tomorrow and Sunday, and you can decide what you do after that. Hopefully it will help you change.
Hare Krishna. Okay, now I reach home. Every day I read Harivamsa Purana. So I want to read Harivamsa Purana till I feel sleepy. And then go to bed. Generally I wake up at 4:15, just before Mayapur Mangala Aarti. But tomorrow I want to wake up at 3:45, freshen up, and then do my japa maybe till 5:30. And generally we do Mangala Aarti at home at 5:30. And then, so from 4:30 to 5:30, tomorrow maybe I won't watch Mayapur Mangala Aarti. Or maybe even at watch, I mean, put it on mute. And then just have the darshan of the deities, and having the darshan, I want to chant my rounds. And then 5:30, I want to have Mangala Aarti at home, and then whatever is the remaining rounds, I want to complete that. And then tomorrow is my son's test, so I have to help him with his math and his language. I just now told him to do it on his own, so tomorrow morning I have to be with him. And then I have to cook, then offer it, and then serve the members in the house. And then maybe again time to come to the retreat.
Very good. Thank you. Anyone else? Yes?
This is as soon as I go home, what I will do. So as soon as I go home, I don't want to waste any time. And quickly finish off the work and get back, get to sleep. And so my object should be to get up early in the morning, not be lazy.
Yes.
Next thing is, when I have to get sleep. In the meantime, I have to think about what I will listen in this class today. And after I get up early in the morning, then I have to think about myself and Krishna and what sort of relationship I want to establish with him. Then I have to make the place where I'm going to sit and chant. Remove all the obstacles from that so that I can be comfortable with chanting and not get disturbed. Then with full of love and longing for Krishna, I should start chanting.
Very good.
If my mind goes wandering, which is bound to happen, I must try my best to bring it back again and concentrate on chanting.
Yes. Another really nice point, that what you'll see, if you try to get into the mood of prayer, you'll find your mind will just... Because when you're in your heart, and it's coming from your heart, your mind has no place. It just takes a lower position. And a lot of times I find I don't even have to fight with my mind. I just go to my heart, offer my prayer, Krishna, please accept me. Let me accept you. Uplift me. And it's all right. You know, we were saying before how when a devotee's praying to Krishna, please accept me, it's okay to feel bad. If you feel bad that you left Krishna, that you have envy of Krishna, it's part of your process. And sometimes that's what motivates the feeling. This is what he feels bad, that I turned my back on Krishna. And he's just asking Krishna, please forgive me. He's really asking, we're going to talk more about this, but that's chanting. It's heart. It's prayer. And it's sweet. That's where the sweetness comes. It's a relationship. One devotee, and we were talking about this, she said, actually, it's not my job, but it's our job. Because it's Krishna and us together. You want to share?
We had to get early, wake up early, and then like Krishna and all that. Seek the blessings of the Acharyas, Vaishnavas, Deities to enable us to pray to Krishna, who is asking us to accept him, to be really in the right mood to cry to him, to accept us who have turned our back to him, thereby offending him, and then start chanting.
Anyone else? Where's the other mic? Madhusudana is so humble that he takes the position of microphone carrier. Who's? Oh. And another one back there? No? Somebody else asked me. Madhusudana? I think there was. No? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Couple of things that I would like to do would be, you know, be very grateful for what opportunities Krishna has given until now, irrespective of my lack of sincerity in applying the principles of Krishna consciousness.
Oh, very nice. Grateful.
And think about all the gifts that he has given to us. And one more thing that I would like to practice is hearing each mantra and just concentrating on hearing the mantra.
Yes. very important, because Prabhupada said, when you chant, focus on hearing. And being grateful also, a nice meditation of being grateful is to understand and meditate on. In our lives, so many of the acharyas have talked about the holy name to help us improve our chanting. So we have all this help for us. And you go through Prabhupada's books, and you read the book, and you may read other books that devotees have written about chanting. There's so much help. There's everybody who wants us. All the acharyas, they want us to chant. You know, there's this force behind us. And if we just put up our sails, the wind can blow us. And chanting is, it's so powerful. It doesn't depend on you. You just make the effort, and you just try to hear. And the holy name does everything else. And if you chant well, you'll be amazed how quickly you advance. Yes?
I have a basic question.
Okay. An easy question.
Krishna is our eternal father.
Yes.
How can he get offended? Or why should he get offended? He knows us much better than ourselves.
Very good question. You said it was a simple question? I think it's a... How can Krishna get offended? Because he's just like, you have a child, the child runs away, you feel, maybe offense in English is not the best word, but you feel hurt. Krishna wants us, and he feels something. I think the problem is that we think, well, Krishna's out there with the cowherd friends and the gopis, so he doesn't care about us. But he does, and it hurts him. Because the acharyas say that each one of us has a special kind of love we can give Krishna that no other person can give. So the love that you can give Krishna is different than what I can give, different than what she can give, different than what he can give. And Krishna relishes each of that, of the love, Krishna relishes that love differently. And then Krishna also has a certain kind of love he gives each of us that's special reserved for us. So if you see it in that way, it's Krishna is, see, Krishna is the fountainhead of rasa. So he's the fountainhead of relationship. He thrives on relationship. So he wants the relationship with us, so he feels sorry if we're not coming back to him.
But the fact remains, he is present in our heart as Paramatma.
Yes.
If we are offending him, he knows the mood. And why we are offending, also he knows. He's
knows
of everything.
Yes.
So where's the question of the offense?
Where's the question of the offense? You have to take that up with him. Because that's the way the scriptures explain it, that we've offended him. You know, and then you have offense to the holy name, 10 of them. 10 ways you can offend him in his name. Just like if I offend you, Krishna's offended. Because you're his devotee. So how we interpret what that means to be offended, he'll easily forgive us also. But I think it's more for us to understand that it's improper, there are improper ways of approaching him. And so you might say, technically, it's offensive, and you might think, well, Krishna will forgive. But just like you see, sometimes a devotee is offended, and the devotee doesn't take the offense, but Krishna does. He feels hurt. So the example is given, if you're in the desert, you can bear the sun on your head, but you can't bear the burning sand on your feet. So maybe you bear the offense, but Krishna, it hurts him. So I think part of the problem is sometimes we impersonalize Krishna and think, well, he's just not bothered by these things. But Krishna's all about relationship. That's what he is.
The problem remains that we are in a neophyte stage. We cannot reciprocate with Krishna as advanced devotees do. So,
but
it takes time.
But Krishna doesn't care because it's the attitude that he sees.
I want him to care. I want Krishna to care.
No, he doesn't care that you're not a pure devotee. I mean, he does in a sense, but that doesn't disturb the relationship. Because in nectar devotion, Rupa Goswami says it all depends on attitude. Because when you're not a pure devotee, what can you give Krishna? You can give attitude, you can give sincerity, you can give what you have. and that will help you advance. And then by His mercy, He gives that so you advance. So, I mean, what does Krishna say in the Gita? Offer me with love. It's not, it's, the service is just a vehicle for the love. It's not the service, oh, I offered Krishna this. No, that's the vehicle to express your affection. That's what He wants. So, yeah, what did the example Prabhupada give you? The father gives, the child gives the father something. Just gives him a flower. And the father appreciates it. So, Krishna, my personal realization is Krishna wants all of us to go back to Him. So if you take a step towards Krishna, He's happy. If you take a step away, He's unhappy. Because He loves you and He wants you. And you have a certain kind of love that He wants. And Krishna, you could say, oh, well, Krishna has everything. But He doesn't have your heart. And that's what He wants more than anything. So one of the acharyas, one of their prayers when they're chanting is saying, oh Krishna, please bring my heart to you. That's what their, that's their meditation. Bring my heart to you. That's their desire. So it's, you can see that if you're chanting that mood, it's very, very close. And you start to get these realizations that Krishna's closer than you think. And He's very loving, but you don't, you want to be careful that you don't take advantage. Thank you. I want to, before we go, we're going to have, I want to do one exercise. We're going to chant, so get your beads, and I want to explain what we're going to do. It's something that I think will help you when you're chanting tomorrow morning tremendously. So, it's a concept. I need somebody who can write on the board. Do you have anyone with good writing? Handwriting? Would you like to volunteer to write on the board up here? Okay. This is what I'd like you to write. There's the pens are up there. Be a receiver. And I'm going to need you to write something more, so. You can't see that in the back, can you? Too small. Be a receiver. Not an achiever. Be a receiver, not an achiever. Then I'll explain what that means. And then below that, right, be a disachiever. I don't know if that's a word, but it's spelled D-I-S-achiever. Be a disachiever. Be a receiver, not an achiever. Be a disachiever. We're going to do an exercise about being a receiver. A non-achiever? Be a non-achiever? Yeah, could be that. You could be a non, you could rewrite it as a non-achiever. That's good. So, yeah, a dis non-achiever. Then you have to cross out dis. Just put it, yeah, so it could be a non-achiever. So what does this mean? It means the holy name is grace. It's Krishna's grace, right? The holy name is Krishna, and Krishna has descended. He's called Namavatar. Now, Prabhupada says the holy name is imported. But where is it imported from? Anyone have an idea? Goloka. The holy name has nothing to do with this material world. It comes down to us. So some
sometimes we're chanting and we're trying to, like, chant better. We're trying to make something happen. Do you ever do that? You're like trying to get a taste. It's not happening. I think we've all had that experience. And you're really trying. You're trying to control your mind. You're just try. But there's another way to chant, and it's called receive. Just allow yourself to receive the holy name as it is. Don't try to make it anything. Don't try to create an experience. Like, sometimes we try to create an experience. And people write me and say, well, I'm chanting, but I don't have the experience. I don't have the spiritual experience. Like, we're waiting for the experience, or we're trying to create the experience. And that can be counterproductive, because, like, you're demanding Krishna for an experience. But there is an experience in Krishna's name if you just allow yourself to receive it. So it's a different kind of way of thinking. Just accept it. Krishna's grace through his name. It's coming. It's descending. It's coming. And then you say, Hare Krishna. And there it is. You have your own Krishna. Each of us has our own Krishna. As soon as we say, Hare Krishna, he just came. Isn't that wonderful? And so you just accept Krishna's coming. He's there, he's present. You see, what happens a lot to us is that we don't allow ourselves to experience Krishna when it comes, because we're trying to get something out of it. Does that make sense? We're trying to have an experience, so we can't experience the experience that we're having, because we're trying to get another experience. And so we're not happy with the experience. Which is why I said, make the effort to chant the best rounds you can, but don't evaluate your success on whether they are the best or not. Just the effort is what's important. Because everything after that is Krishna's grace, right? So we're in the mood of chanting and praying, but also in the mood of Krishna's to receive his grace when he wants to give it. Sometimes on these Java workshops, he doesn't give as much on Saturday as he does on Sunday. So don't get discouraged. Some of you will get a lot of grace tomorrow. Some of you may not. But more grace comes on Sunday, because we have a whole day to get ready for it. Yes? Of chanting and praying. Well, prayer is an expression of the heart, which transcends the mind. And I guess your question is how to be absorbed in hearing at the same time praying, or?
I'm unable to understand the prayer aspect of it as
well. Oh, prayer. Well, just like we're saying, Krishna.
Because prayer is a different activity by itself. Chanting is a different activity by itself. How do we correlate both of this simultaneously?
Okay, chanting is a prayer. In mantras, in most mantras, there's a bija or a seed. Om pavitra pavitra vam. There's a seed. It's not a prayer per se. It's not a petition. But the Hare Krishna mantra is a petition. It's O Krishna, O Radha. So Prabhupada said one of the meanings is, O Krishna, O Radha, please engage me in your service. So the mantra itself is a prayer. So it's calling. Hara becomes Hare. O Radha, O Hare. So if you allow yourself to go deeply into the experience of the mantra, you'll start to feel what that prayer is. Krishna, please empower me to serve you. Uplift me. Give me the desire. All these feelings will come to you naturally if you're focused and absorbed. And you don't even have to try. It evokes that, because that's in your heart already. And all it's doing is invoking what's already there. So you allow yourself to go with it. And you're open. You're open to it, because Krishna can put in your heart and consciousness so many feelings. You just be open to it, whatever comes. And don't try to necessarily direct it too much. You know, just allow it to work through you. Yes?
Narada Muni's tried the same thing, and in Bhagavatam there's a verse that he kept on trying all the mechanical means, but in spite of that he could not achieve this. So how can we achieve that?
So what was the verse? Despite?
Maybe somebody can know this verse. Maybe in the sixth chapter, first chapter, sixth or seventh chapter, when Narada Muni is mentioning that once the Lord gave him darshan,
oh, yeah,
that repeatedly he kept trying all the mechanical means and he could not achieve anything.
Yeah, so the point is, when Krishna decides, you get him. But his means were mechanical, and prayer is not mechanical. Prayer is heart. See, mechanic is when you lose touch with your heart, then it's mechanical. And that's what we were talking about before, that kind of chanting when you get distracted, just so I finish a number, that's mechanical. But when it goes to the heart, it's not mechanical. But at the same time, the purport of that is that when you're qualified, Krishna will come. And so Krishna told Narada, well, not yet. You have a ways to go. So that's the idea of being in the receiver. I give my heart and I wait patiently. And I don't think, oh, I had a bad japa day because Krishna didn't show up. I didn't see him today. Or, you know, I really wanted to see him in the holy name, but it didn't happen. You know, we tend to be impatient that way. But if we just in the mood of being happy to have the holy name, like you were saying, appreciation, Krishna's still letting me chant the holy name after all these offenses. So I'm happy. I can chant. So are you happy you can all chant tomorrow? I mean, that's wonderful, isn't it? So this exercise we're going to do is to receive Krishna and to give us an experience of the holy name in a fresh way. And this exercise is called apurvatam. And apurvatam means, so if you're standing, you should be sitting, because this is going to be meditative. Apurvatam means meeting Krishna for the first time. So we are going to introduce you, meeting Krishna for the first time. It's like apurvatam. A-P-U-R-V-A-T-A-M, apurvatam. Sometimes the gopis would meet Krishna, and it was like they never saw him. It was just so attractive. It was like, this was like so new. And then Krishna's called Navayogana. It's like he's always fresh and new. So tonight, we want to give you an experience of the holy name as if you've never chanted before, like it's brand new. And, you know, kind of a different angle. And you're going to be in this mood of receiving. Okay? So, this is going to last for about 15 minutes. And we ask that you sit comfortably, but sit straight, because we're going to chant, and you'll work a little longer. You can have your beads in your bag.
Alex, I have an announcement to make. Those of you who have not brought your chanting beads, there are beads available here. You can raise your hand, somebody will give you these beads for chanting.
Okay, good idea.
Please return it back once you take this bead.
Somebody can volunteer.
Anybody want to wear this t-shirt for the next half hour? So tomorrow, if you have beads, please bring them with you.
sit. Please sit. Sit straight but comfortably. Feel the earth beneath you. I need some lights over here. So why don't you can turn it in. That's good. Okay, that's good. Feel the earth beneath you. And take a moment to notice your breath coming in and coming out. Just focus on your breath. In and out. And bring your consciousness to your breath and then gradually close your eyes. And keep meditating on your breath and relaxing. We will now hear the holy names as if for the first time. Let us enter into the mood that we are hearing each vibration of the holy name as if this is the first time you have ever heard the Maha Mantra. I will introduce you to each name in the Maha Mantra one by one. I will ask you to be fully present to hear and feel the vibration as we repeat each name. To be fully present means allowing yourself to fully experience the vibration of the holy names. Allow your mind to rest. Allow the holy names to enter your heart. Live in your heart, not in your head. Allow yourself to simply receive the sound of Krishna's holy name as if you were hearing them for the first time. Please repeat in response to me. Hare.
Hare.
Hare. The internal energy of Krishna, Radha, our eternal mother. In calling her, her name becomes Hare. Radharani is the topmost servitor of Krishna. And Radha means she who worships Krishna best. Hear the sound. Now simply hear the sound of her name. Hare.
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 As you hear the sound of her name, Hare, feel the sound vibrating in your body. Hare. As you hear the sound of his name, Krishna,
feel the sound vibrating in your body.
Krishna.
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 Krishna. Krishna.
Krishna.
Now feel the sound vibrating outside of your body.
Krishna.
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 As you hear and feel the sound of his name, remain open to receive his presence in sound.
Krishna.
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 Now let us hear the name of Rama.
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 Rama means the supreme pleasure. Rama is a name of Krishna as the reservoir of all pleasure. Rama also means Lord Rama, Balaram, and one who enjoys with Radha, as Radha Rama. Hear the name Rama and feel it vibrating throughout your body.
Rama.
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 As you hear the sound of his name, Rama, feel the sound vibrating outside your body.
Rama.
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 As you hear and feel the sound of his name, remain open to receive his presence in sound.
Rama.
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 First, we chant two names at a time.
Hare Krishna.
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 Notice the presence of Hare and Krishna together.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Feel the sound vibrating in your body.
Hare Krishna.
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 Now, feel the sound vibrating outside of your body.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
As you hear and feel the sound of their names, remain open to receive their presence in sound.
Hare Krishna.
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 And now, Hare
Rama. Hare Rama.
Feel the sound vibrating in your body.
Hare Rama.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Feel their divine presence resonating within and around you. Internally thank them for coming to you in their holy names. Internally thank them for their grace and mercy in being present to you in their holy names. Make your resolve tomorrow to connect more deeply, to make the effort to connect more deeply with the holy names than perhaps you ever have before. And now gradually open your eyes. Srila Prabhupada says, we must always remember that the chanting of Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, is our life and soul. Sanatana Goswami says, the holy name of Krishna is the highest nectar. It is my very life and my only treasure. I just want to end with this one thought. In the Harinam Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes that the holy name is the most precious jewel in Krishna's treasury. And that means if you went to Krishna and said, my dear Lord, I would like the most valuable thing, he would give you his holy name. And the reason it's the most valuable thing is because within that holy name, our relationship with Krishna exists. And it's the most valuable thing to us and to Krishna. Therefore, it's the most valuable. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. I want to ask you one last thing, two requests. We start here tomorrow at 11, so please come before 11 so we can start on time. And before you leave tonight, I want to ask all the men to give your gifts. Some of you know what those gifts are. Those gifts are hugs to at least 10 other men. And the women, you give your gifts to at least 10 other women before you go for prasadam, which is, where is prasadam being served? So before you go to prasada, you have to give your gift of a hug to at least 10 other devotees. Okay, that's your donation tonight you're giving. You give your hug. And give your, when you hug the devotee, give them your blessings and well wishes that they will be successful in their chanting tomorrow. So let's bless one another that we can be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.